Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Melanie C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Tuesday, June 9th, 2020, and this is a 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We're in the chapter of Vision for You on page 161, paragraph 1. 161, paragraph 1. We're going to pack that one paragraph today. It begins with, "Now this house will hardly accommodate its weekly visitors and ends with fellowship will number many hundreds." Today's readers are the 12 steps, Laura R., the 12 traditions, Karen W. Reading the text today in support is Devorah S., Janice P.M., Kara L., Roz G. with announcements and getting sponsor contact information, and Leslie M. will wrap us up with announcements here at the end of the meeting. The share ID numbers for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting, that would be for Monday, June 8th, 2020. It is 14771, 14,771. And then today, this morning, we had a Big Book Study meeting already. This would be for Tuesday, June 9th, 2020. That share ID number is 14776, 14,776. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Laura R. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thanks, Melanie. This is Laura R., grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you, Melanie, for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Laura R. I will now ask Karen W. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Hi, good morning. This is Karen W., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. The 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group ought to be Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for letting me be of service. Have a great meeting, everybody, and I'll pass.
Thank you so very much, Karen W. Appreciate that. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Take note, please, this means the star 1 key function only as your mute option on your phone to keep the lines and the recording nice and quiet. Today we resume our study in the Big Book. We're in the chapter of visions for you on page 161, and we're going to unpack paragraph 1 today. And it begins with, now this house will hardly accommodate its weekly visitors, and ends with, fellowship will number many hundreds. And I'm going to open up this meeting this morning by asking Kara L. to please read that paragraph, unpack it for us with her experience, strength, and hope,
Melody,
and then
I'm
we'll
here.
Open it up. Oh, Devorah, do you want to go ahead and start that?
Well, I got on. I was bounced off, but here I'm back. So,
Kara, thanks so much. Thanks so much for stepping in, Kara, to make this run smooth for this morning. Good morning, Devorah. It's open to you.
Hey, thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. And now this house will hardly accommodate its weekly visitors, for they number 60 or 80 as a rule. Alcoholics are being attracted from far and near. From surrounding towns, families drive long distances to be present. A community 30 miles away has 15 fellows of Alcoholics Anonymous. Being a large place, we think that someday its fellowship will number many hundreds. Wow, so this little paragraph tells us a lot. And what I'm seeing here is we go to any lengths. Like here are the people driving 30 miles away. I heard someone on the phone this morning drove 3 hours away to get to a meeting for recovery. And, you know, I've done that too, because in my early days of program, I remember, you know, there was a group that I was involved with that was 4 hours away. I didn't go all the time, but there was many times that I just, you know, went in the car. I left Saturday night, and I got there. The meeting was 8 o'clock in the morning Sunday, drove through the night, and I got to this meeting. It wasn't done. It was done a couple of times a year, but I needed that connection. I wanted to see these people's faces, and it was a shot of medicine that I needed. You know, we go to any lengths. You know, I didn't have to call before and say, is the meeting still there? because I knew that these people were committed. They were working the program, the same like this house over here. You know, weekly, people knew that they were there. They were committed, and they could show up. You know, we leave the light on for you, as the commercial says. You know, we're here for you. And that gives you a lot of strength to know that, you know, it gives me a lot of strength to know that, you know, this program evolves. It just keeps going. We don't have to, you know, we show up and people are there already working it. And so, you know, driving, going to any length, doing the steps, and, you know, doing this program on a daily basis. This is what I need to do. You know, every day I need to show up and connect with the fellowship to get the recovery that I need. And I know that, you know, there are, you know, in this fellowship, you know, there are so many people that I can lean into. That's what we're here for. Lean into, to gain a perspective, to gain, you know, experience, strength, and hope. Because that's what we do here. We share our experience and we help other people. And there is nothing, there is no program out there that can compare this. Whatever, you know, I've been struggling with weight my whole life. There was nothing, no program out there that could be compared to this. You know, because, you know, I paid hundreds of dollars, but here I come here, it's unconditional, you know. We love you, we want you, and we're here for you, to help you, support you in any way. And the light's on. The light's on, we're here for you. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Deborah S. Glad that you got back on here this morning. The opportunity now is to open it up for additional fellows to comment on paragraph 1, page 161 of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And although we do value your experience very much, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. We'll have a rainbow of colors coming on, of names and shares coming on this morning. So if you haven't shared in the last 2 days, we'd ask for you to step up here now and give your first name and the first initial of your last name.
Mary Lee R. in Eugene, Oregon.
Hi, Mary Lee.
Mary G.
Hi, Mary
Chicago,
G.
Chicago, Illinois.
Larry G., California.
Hi, Larry G. I love hearing the states that you guys are in.
Malky G.
Hey, Malky. Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Kathy K. in California.
Hi, Kathy K. from California. Can we squeeze in one more? I bet we can. Star one, please. Well, in the interest of time and getting as many voices as we can, let's go with this lineup of five. Mary Lee R., Mary G., Larry G., Malky G., and Kathy K. Good morning again to you, Mary Lee. It's your 3 minutes.
Good morning to you, Melanie, and all of my podmates on this line. I'm Mary Lee R., recovered just for today in Eugene, Oregon. And my comfort level is to listen to this meeting. And this morning, I've been inspired. And Virginia Beach was a turning point for me. To put faces with the names that I heard online, and now I can still talk to those people that I met through FaceTime, which I had the opportunity to do with one of our members a couple of days ago. And just to have so many people in one room and hear the recovery, it did something. It wasn't an easy event for me to attend. We were in the process of moving from California to Oregon, and lots of speed bumps happened, but it's possible. I'm just enjoying taking pauses and listening. And I'm really grateful to be a part of this member, a part of this meeting. And I think that's about all I need to say this morning. Thank you for being of service, and thank you for everyone on the line that is 12-stepping me at the same time. I'll pass.
Thank you, Mary Lee R. from Oregon. Mary G., your 3 minutes is now. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Mary G. from Chicago, Illinois. So this is my first time ever sharing on this meeting, so I'm a little nervous, but I just finished my 12th step, and I'm encouraged to share, so I'm going to. And what stuck out to me was the word attracted. Alcoholics are being attracted from far and near. It brings me to the traditions, you know, we're based on attraction rather than promotion. And I think that's so important because I have a tendency to want to, you know, control and manipulate, I guess, other people. And especially, you know, when I see other people struggling with this addiction. And I was told once, like, the best thing I could do is just to be abstinent and work my program. And then, you know, that may attract others to want what I have. So, and then another part was being a large place, we think that someday its fellowship will number many hundreds. And that just gives me so much hope because, you know, this was written in 1939 and we're just, you know, far surpassing hundreds. If they only knew how much this program has helped so many addicts. And I'm just so, so grateful for finding this meeting. I think it was like a little nudge from my higher power. Quarantine happened and I wasn't able to get to my regular meeting. And I remembered this vision for you thing. And it was like the stars aligned. Me and my sponsor from my face-to-face meetings went our separate ways. I needed a new sponsor. And this all just kind of happened at once, and now here I am, you know, I finished the steps, and, you know, all within this quarantine, and I think, you know, God just has a plan, and I'm just so grateful, and with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Mary G. from Illinois. Larry G., you're going to be up next for 3 minutes, and then Malky G. will follow you.
This is Larry G. from California. Melanie,
that was just...
Did I jump the gun?
Nope, you are just fine. We just got a little extra background noise there, but we'll take care of that, and you're on.
Well, as I read this, as this is being read, I get chills, and if I imagine things the way it must have been, is that there was electricity in Alcoholics Anonymous. There was a place for alcoholics finally to go to and get help, and there's a great vibe going on, and I feel the same way about visions. I've been going to meetings since 1999. I've had sponsors, I've worked the steps, used the tools, and could not stay absent. And on Sunday, May 17th, I made a phone call to somebody in this program who invited me on this call. And then on that Sunday, like Bill Dobson, as we read earlier, I felt like I was a goner. And this call is electric to me. Actually, working a program recovery based on the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous it's been a game changer for me. And I cannot tell you how much this call means to me. And I'm aspiring recovered. Compulsive ear. Thank you very much. I'm out.
Thank you so much, Larry G. from California. Malky G. from New Jersey, you're up next, and then Kathy K. will follow you, and then right after that, we'll open it up for additional people to comment on paragraph 1, page 161 in your big book. Hey, Malky.
Hi, Melanie. It's Malky G. from New Jersey. Good morning, everyone.
I really was not planning on pressing star one today and sharing as I'm sitting in immense grief after a loss of a loved family member and just feeling, you know, when I such grief, I'm nothing to share. I'm just going to listen. Then I heard this paragraph, and I heard even all the shares on the 7 a.m. meeting, and something struck me. The big book is the message the big book gives over and over again in black and white. There's no gray here. Either God is, God isn't. Either I live in misery or I live in happiness. And we just see the contrast in black and white. There's no in between. And my feeling for so long was just when I'm sitting in grief, I want to stay in, my default button is I want to stay in grief forever, angry, pity. I never want to climb out of this. And then all of a sudden I'm hearing the any length that people do go to. Why do people go to any length? Because as I'm listening to the shares, the attraction that I'm hearing is I can either sit in my problem and my grief for the rest of my life, or I can take what this big book has promised and gave me my whole life and start living the solution. And I can turn grief into gratitude or greatness. Or I can just sit in self-misery and let it be misery. There's a black and white. And it's just a choice. It's a choice in the head. And as I'm listening to the shares, to be 1 second in such depths of grief, and in 1 second the heart can be filled with gratitude that I can do. I can turn grief into greatness. I can give back. I can just, God is, and I can live that over and over again. And I can only get to this place because this program is so attracting to me, and I need to keep to work it. So I can be attracted to somebody else, that I can take such a moment of grief and turn it into greatness only because of this book and my higher power. Thank you so much, Rare, for these shares and listening. Have a good day.
Thank you very much, Malky G. Kathy K. from California, you're next for your 3 minutes, and then we'll open up the lines again. Page 161, paragraph 1 is what we're studying today, unpacking the directions. Star 1, Kathy K.
Good morning, everyone. Kathy K. from California. Grateful to be on this call, and I can freely admit that I am someone who is not in any way a morning person. So when I am able to get up and maintain the discipline of being awake for this call as it happens, as opposed to listening to the recording, I'm always so grateful for what I hear. And I too have been kind of rocked by participating in the Vision for You meetings. It's such a great way to start my day. And, you know, I am someone who really suffers from the consequences of my compulsive overeating. I need 3 joints replaced, and, you know, without attending these meetings, I know I wouldn't be able to get to the place where I would be at a weight where they would even be willing to start doing those joint surgeries. And I'm not there today, but I know I'm going to get there as long as I keep doing this. And, you know, I remember when I was early in the program, I drove almost 2 hours on Thanksgiving to do a special Thanksgiving Day kind of thank-a-thon, and it really saved my butt that day because I was not in a place of spiritual neutrality where my family was concerned. And so I needed to have that I needed to charge my batteries for that day. And so I always remember that, you know, my willingness to connect with my higher power and have my higher power guide my program is the extent that I'm going to have the kind of day that I want and the kind of recovery that I need. So I'm glad to be here, and thank you everyone for what you've shared.
Thank you very, very much. Yeah, thank you very, very much, Kathy K. from California. And again, I just wanted to mention, we do value everybody's experience, strength, and hope here. But in order to give room for the others that are on the line here to speak, we ask that if you've spoken over the last couple of days, that you would step back to give other people a place for a space to be sharing their experience, strength, and hope with recovery. I'd like to take at least 6 more names here this morning. If you give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, that will give us an excellent startup.
Jahara S. Zach G. from California.
That's Toby the one I heard Bay. The clearest. I know that you were not the first one, Jack, but I know that's the one I heard.
Maria K.
And I heard, did I hear Toby K?
Toby K? Gail from California.
Hang on just a minute, Gail. I want to get the other names first. Did I hear
Maria
Toby?
K.
Toby A. Thank you so much. That's what I wanted to get. And then I got Gail. And then
from Mexico.
Gotcha, Gail, from Mexico. Uh-huh.
Jahara.
Shannon O.
Sherry K. B.
Maria.
Sherry K. B. And Maria. Maria, what's the first initial of your last name?
T.
Gotcha. Okay, let's go with that. And I know, I'm just going to confess it up front. Jack was not first, but that's the first one I heard. So we have Jack, Toby, Gail, Shannon, Sherry, KB, and Maria. So Jack, if you want to go with your three, and then we'll get to Toby next.
Sure. Hi, my name is Zach. I'm a compulsive eater from Northern California. I'm grateful to be here. And, you know, I don't have too much to say. I just wanted to sort of give my thanks that, you know, my sponsor turned me on to these meetings. And yeah, I was getting a little bit complacent in my program. And, you know, I'm really glad to be abstinent in 2020 where meetings are so easy to attend. You know, in the reading, it said that, you know, people drove for hours and hours and hours, and I'm just grateful that I don't have to do that. I could simply pick up my phone and dial in and hear the message. Being on this call for the past couple of weeks has been really inspiring for me. You know, as I said, I was sort of getting a little bit complacent in my program, and hearing the hope that you guys bring to this meeting has lit a little bit of a fire under my rear end to really get back to basics, and looking forward to working the program as outlined in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous with the sponsor. And with that, I will pass. Thank you so much.
Before you go, let me be clear for myself. You said Zach, like Z, like zebra?
Yeah, Z is in Zulu.
Okay, thank you very much. I wanted to be correct about that for you. Okay, Toby, you're next. Toby A. from California, and then Gail T. from Mexico. We'll follow you. Good morning, Toby.
Hi, my name is Toby. I'm a compulsive overeater in Fremont, California. I just celebrated 6 months of abstinence, and I have been keeping off a 70-pound weight loss. I just love the Big Book, and I just got turned on to this meeting recently by a member of a workshop, a 12-step workshop that I'm doing for compulsive overeaters. And the part of this one paragraph that really hit me was from surrounding towns, families drive long distances to be present. With what's been going on in the world lately, we all have been stopped from going to our face-to-face meetings, and you know, the long distances that we're driving right now is you know, for a lot of people, figuring out how to use their computers, figuring out how to use Zoom, figuring out how to you know, what phone meetings are available, and how to reform our usual face-to-face meetings into Zoom meetings. And what I've found is that it's been amazing. The meetings have gotten larger. There's more attendance. You know, there's a part in the Big Book that talks about people going off to war and still staying sober. And I feel like, you know, and there are even fewer relapses. And I feel like, you know, right now that it feels like what's going on. I see people that I know, including myself, working the steps and working the program harder than ever and staying abstinent. And this part of the Big Book really, really talks about that the fact that we'll go to any length. And when we go to any length, we we get to stay sober, we get to stay abstinent, and we also get to be in community with each other. And, you know, I've been going to more meetings than I ever have before, in part because, you know, I can do it in my pajamas. I can get up. I'm also not a morning person. And when my friend turned me on to this meeting and I called in today, I feel awake, even though this is not the time of day for me to be awake because I'm in the program. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. Toby A. from Fremont, California. Gail T. from Mexico, but I'm feared that I've dropped the new part of that. But you're up next to share for 3 minutes, and then Shannon O. will follow you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Gail T., formerly from Texas and now living in Ajijic, Mexico. And I haven't been online with you maybe for 4 years. I've been traveling doing this. And I want you to know that I have missed you, because what I find in Vision for You is it's a spiritual program. We find our higher power, and there's a chemical brain behavior shift when that happens. And it happens to agnostics because it could be a fellowship. It doesn't really matter. We just get out of our, we somehow find our way through the actions of another greater source to get through this addiction, to get through this hell, so that we can be normal. Well, I don't know normal, but anyway, food is not the issue. And it's one of the few programs where you can be recovered if you stay spiritually fit. And so I think that's why it grew so much and why Vision for You continues to grow, because there's something more here than a food plan. So I cherish you all, and Vision for You is the same thing that I think is similar to what happened in the early days. It gave people more substance, and then it gave them the sustenance. And that's about all I really want to say. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak, and thank you all for your service. And I'll get off now.
Thank you, Gail T. from Ajijic, Mexico. Shannon, oh, you're up next. You want to give your city and state, that'd be awesome. But otherwise, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Melanie. This is Shannon O. from California, Bakersfield. And I haven't been on the line in a while, and it's just great to be here and to hear the community, the fellowship of compulsive overeaters. Just can sense in this paragraph what they felt like. And I actually drive down south often Los Angeles is often called the Mecca of recovery, but sometimes I think we've been supplanted by New Jersey or who knows. But where there is such a great attraction to this program at this time, because it's the main objective of the Big Book is spiritual, of course, and then they follow the 12 steps, and I believe the third and one of the strongest component after in order is the fellowship, and without that, I believe our numbers would just die off. And these meetings for me, when I get on these meetings and I hear the voices of people that I can relate to, and I know their names and I know many of the faces because I've met them along the way, it's a comfort, and it keeps me in check and in fit spiritual condition oftentimes as I call and talk to the ones I hear. And it grows. It grows because of that fellowship. And it grows because of we do our work, our 12-step work, and we reach out in the 12-step as well. So I just have such a huge heart this morning because of this paragraph and what it's meant to me in terms of fellowship. And I so appreciate the woman who shared her grief this morning, and as I've recently lost my husband, and what the program can do. God is, or he isn't. And he is through the biggest parts of life, the toughest parts of life, and the sweetest parts of life. And thank you for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Shannon O. Next up is Sherry KB for your 3 minutes, and then Sherry Maria T will follow you.
Good morning, Melanie. Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered, compulsive reader. And thanks so much for your service, Melanie, and everybody on the line. You know, I've been listening to everybody this morning, and what's really come up for me is a lot of stuff. One thing I'd like to say is, you know, we've been here, this meeting has been here since 2012. We're here now, and we're not going anywhere. We're here before the pandemic, and we'll be here way after the pandemic. And I just know that going to any lengths for my recovery is the most important thing that I can do. It's standing up for love of self. And back in the day when I used to live in Southern California, I used to drive 90 miles to go to L.A. to meetings because they were so powerful, and I really needed that recovery. So I believe in driving to any lengths or going to any lengths for this program and for my recovery. And I'm just so grateful that I found this meeting, A Vision for You, a big book study, part of OA, not apart from. I found it at 4 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, when I first started listening to the meeting. And I was so grateful I found it. I also want to say that, you know, this one liner here says, where is it? Okay, families drive long distances to be present. And, you know, to me, being present means that I'm in the here and now, I'm abstinent. And, you know, this particular meeting not only helps me to stay abstinent, but it's so far beyond being abstinent. There's so much more. But for me, I learned in this meeting and in the big book that abstinence is just the ticket in the door. It's just the ticket to the ride. It's not even the ride. And that's what's so amazing. It's so far beyond abstinence. Abstinence is a gift, but the rest of the program is amazing. And how one day at a time that it will help me to get through everything. And it's true. God is everything or God isn't. What's your choice to be? Door number one, door number two, because there isn't a door number three. It's one or the other. It's our choice. And I choose my higher power and stay abstinent and to work these steps and to be of service and to live in 10, 11, and 12 and to drive to any lengths or go to any lengths. And then the opposite of what I want to say is, you know, we went to any lengths for our disease. So what's the big deal in going to any lengths to stay recovered and to do this work and to be useful and to help others? And I think that's what this is all about. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry KB. Maria T., you're next. And then after you, I'm going to open it up again for at least two more people to share on page 161, paragraph 1 in the big book if you want to get ready. It'll be 3 minutes and that time will be available. Hi, Maria.
Hi, this is Maria T. from, I'm originally English. I'm originally from England, but I live in Norway. And this is the first time I've shared on this meeting. I'm feeling quite nervous. But I just want to say that, you know, I'm so, so, so grateful for this program and so grateful for A Vision for You. You know, for many, many, many years, I was in another fellowship and in another OA fellowship that studied the big book, and I never ever got abstinent. I just got, you know, and I was just told to keep focused on the steps 10, 11, and 12. And I live in Norway, so I was feeling quite isolated and alone here. Nobody, you know, I never had any, wasn't able to make any outreach calls, or, you know, I didn't have any meetings apart from the one in Oslo, which is about an hour and a half away, and it was difficult because I'm a single mom to get there. And then a friend of mine who lives in Canada, we were talking at the beginning of COVID, and I mean, at the time, I was just so desperate. I mean, I knew that I tried all different kinds of diets. I knew that I knew in my heart the solution was in the big book, but I just could not get it. And, you know, I know in my heart that no diet, no food plan, no, you know, I knew that having a surgery, I mean, you know, it was just, I was just so desperate to find a solution in my body physically. You know, I was in so much pain because of the extra weight and just awful. And it's not just my body, you know, I was mentally sick, you know. And this friend of mine who I've known for a long time, I just happened to have a conversation with him at the beginning of COVID, and just he's mentioned a vision, and I came onto this meeting and I was just blown away by the recovery. I just, if you're talking about being attracted and wanting what you have, that's what I wanted. That was it. And I got on the phone, you know, I heard somebody share that it was in my time zone. Well, actually, there was a few people shared sponsor numbers. So I tried all the numbers that I had. And the person that I got was in my time zone. And, you know, I've not looked back. But, you know, it isn't just a case of, you know, a food plan. And I think whoever came up with a vision for you was as divinely inspired as Bill W. was, because they thought of everything. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Maria T., currently from Norway. I would be able to take at least two more people to comment on that paragraph one, page 161, if you'd give me your first name, the first initial of your last name.
Mo H.
Hey, good morning, Mo H.
From California.
One more person to follow Mo?
Gabby R.
Gabby R. Okay, let's go with those two. We have Mo H. from California and Gabby R. Maybe you'll share your location. Up for three, Mo.
Okay, thanks, Melanie, very much. Good morning, everybody. My name is Mo H. from Walnut Creek, California. I was inspired by listening to the shares to share this morning. The line here, alcoholics are being attracted from far and near. That's what I'm hearing on these lines. I am just amazed when I hear people like from Norway, from Ireland, from Israel, from, you know, all over the United States. It just amazes me. And so the thing that this paragraph reminds me of is, what I have been told since I joined Vision for You about 4 years ago was, in the beginning, in the early days, the big book and the meetings were synonymous. They were one and the same. There was no other literature. And to mess it up, the big book really is the solution for me. And I spent years, I've been in the room since 1989, I want to say farting around, excuse me, with all this other literature that was handed to me, because then these other groups came out of AA, which was GA and OA and then all the rest after them. And they started creating their own literature, which nothing is wrong with that. It's supportive. But I needed to get into the big book. And it wasn't until my current sponsor pointed me to study the big book with her and pointed me to this meeting, which totally blew me out of the water. When I heard people talking about being recovered, I said to her, what does that mean? I've never heard that. And she says it means they have neutrality around the food. And I thought, what is that? I didn't know what that was. And they've worked all 12 steps through the big book. So that's why this meeting is flourishing. I hear it said that it's the renaissance of OA. You know, the lines have really blossomed with more participants since we're isolated now, which is wonderful. But this this has been just a gift to me to study the big book, and that's literally all I want to do. I will read the other literature periodically, but I study the big book with my sponsees, with people on outreach calls who ask me to read with them, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that we've come a long way in coming from the old days when they studied the big book at meetings to today when this meeting is studying the big book. And there are meetings popping up. I started a meeting in our area where we just studied the big book. I was very excited to do that, and people are excited to study it. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you very much for your time. Thanks, Melanie.
Thank you very much, Mo H. from Walnut Creek, California. Good morning, Gabrielle. Your 3 minutes start now.
Hi, can you hear me?
Very well, thank you.
Thank you. So I'm Gabby R. I am a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from Philadelphia. This is my first time sharing, so I'm a little nervous, but I'm just going to go for it. So the first thing that really jumps out at me is, again, like the attracted. Alcoholics are being attracted from far and near. So what does this tell me? That we don't promote this program. We don't tell other people that they need to do this program. We don't advertise this program. What we do is we work this program. And when we work this program, other people can see the effects that it has on us. And that will inevitably, if it's in God's will, either attract them or, they'll go on their own path. For me, I used to just try to push, there are people in my life who were food addicts, and I used to try to be like, no, you need Overeaters Anonymous. This is such a great program. And it didn't work, and it pushed them away. And, then I really started working the program, and I lost almost 100 pounds, and I've been, thank God, abstinent for over a year. And, that's when people started asking me, oh, like, how did you get these results? How are you here? So that's the attracted part. The other thing that really stood out to me was from surrounding towns, families drove long distances to be present. Families, not just people, not just like members of AA, but the full families. And that tells me that this affects the whole family. It doesn't just affect me. Like my disease, when I'm in my disease, I am so selfish. I am so needy. I am incapable of being a loving wife or friend or coworker. I'm just, it's all about the food. It affects everyone around me, not just me. And so when I work this program, I'm not, it's not just for me. It helps families. But then also how families can benefit from this program as well. And then last thing quickly is it talks about at first the house would hardly accommodate 60 or 80 as a rule. And then a community 30 miles away has 15 fellows of Alcoholics Anonymous. So they're saying that they have 15, and that's a lot, and that is a lot. But another thing that I get from this is that it doesn't matter if the meeting is 60 or 80 people. The meeting can be 15 people. The meeting can be 2 people. Whatever you can do to get a meeting, whatever you can do to just reach out to other people, whatever I can do to reach out to other people and be of service, like the size of the meeting doesn't matter. So I'm just really grateful to be here. I'm really grateful to be recovered. I'm grateful to be of service to others today and to have gained all of the, all the promises that this program gives us. They've come true, and I'm grateful for that. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Gabrielle from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Glad that you're here. Time will allow for a 1 minute share if somebody has a burning desire to talk on this particular paragraph. Otherwise, we can parlay that time over in getting newcomer names and sponsor contact information. If you'd like to give me a first name, first initial, or last name, somebody could be up for one.
Alice G. from Wisconsin.
You got it. One's a going.
All right. This is Alice G., recovering compulsive overeater in Wisconsin. I just want to share that I am so grateful for the first 100 that trudged the road ahead of us and all the sacrifices that they made and the unity they maintained and the fights that they had to get this thing going for us, because I really take it for granted sometimes. And just dial into this phone meeting and forget those 100 and the others that failed, the ones that didn't survive the disease. So I'm grateful to be trudging the road with you guys and to be focused on the solution and not the problem anymore. And the little bit of work that I have to do on a daily basis to maintain my recovery is minimal, and I just need to be right-sized about that. So I'm grateful for you guys being here, and thank you for letting me share, Melanie. Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much. That's perfect. Excellent timing. Okay, that would wrap up then. We're going to get ready to wrap up the recorded portion of this meeting. Please stick around for the last 10 minutes while we get some additional good stuff for you to pass on. But in the meantime, thank you everyone that was in service for this meeting to be able to happen today. It takes quite a few to make sure that it happens. I'd like to pass the baton to asking Janice TM to please read the closing today for us, which is on page 164 of your big book, and it begins with, "Our book is meant to be suggestive only." Hi, Janice. Thank you.
Well, my pleasure, and thank you, Melanie. My name is Janice PM, a recovered compulsive overeater from Boston, Massachusetts. Pardon me. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.